That's right, people. I want to welcome you out to the show. Real Talk with Ray Massey, raw and uncut. The most controversial and opinionated internet radio podcast on the south side of the map. I just cannot subject this thing to Memphis. 50 states wide, ladies and gentlemen. The internet. It's a gift and a curse. But we love the internet. Why do we love the internet? Because it shoots me up the interstate 50 states goddamn wide. Now, tonight, people, we're going to break down the seven luminaries, the seven metals, seven colors in the rainbow. All right, you have seven chakras, 7 days a week. We have seven musical notes. When you get into the music of things and you get into the breakdown, You'll know that when you get to studying music, you got seven core musical notes that you must know. So, what is it about the seven? What is it about the angles? You know, these angles of light, luminaries. Confirmation from my phone going off. So, we're going to tap in tonight a little bit. We back down the rabbit hole. Grab your hors d'oeuvres. Ray Massey, we in full effect. Don't you go nowhere. Today we're going to talk about angles of light. And angles, if you will, of itself. What is an angle? Seven. When you think of seven, it's an upside down angle. Yeah, we're going to get into the science a little bit tonight. And, you know, the mystic revealer is coming with truth. That maybe you know and maybe you don't. You know, confirmation. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But nonetheless, the seven luminaries. Don't you go nowhere, people. We're finna get into some transitions. And we'll be right back. This is Ray Massey. That's right, people, I want to welcome you back to the show. Hope you enjoyed the transitions and our intermission period right then. I had to pay some bills. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing right there. We're live on the show tonight. This lecture, people, we're going to be talking about the seven. I'm going to hop right into it. Let's give thanks. I'm giving my thanks right now to the universe. Thanks to our ancestors. All right. I'd like to open this lecture up. The right vibrational frequency, all right, so we can gather in our higher selves, our higher aspects, the Most High God, and we can discern with the energy of the seven right now and just break this thing down. All right, so let's talk about seven angles. All right, angles of light. Luminaries, the seven traditional metals of alchemy are directly correlated, all right, hear me clear, to the 7 days of the week. Now, let's let that sit and ponder for a minute, collective. The seven traditional metals of alchemy, okay, are directly correlated to the 7 days of the week, which are the seven luminaries. Okay, now let's just break these things down. Let's get into the days of the week, people. Sunday is the sun, all right? Monday is the moon, the crescent. This is Tuesday is Martes, which is Mars. Wednesday is Mercury. Thursday is Jueves, which is Jupiter, right? Friday is Viernes, which is Venus. And Saturday is Saturn, which equals out to lead in the metals, and it equals out to mind below matter, which is as below. When we get into the as below, as above, so below perspective of these things. Now, these are your seven wandering stars, also called the seven luminaries, in which these can be seen with the naked eye. Only Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto can be seen through a telescope. Now, the seven metals of alchemy also share the same symbols as the seven luminaries. So, for an example, gold is the same symbol as the sun. Silver is the same symbol as the moon, which is the crescent. Mercury, the metal, shares the same symbol as the planet Mercury. Okay? Tin shares the same symbol as the planet Jupiter. And lead shares the same symbol as the planet Saturn. All right? Now, the seven metals and the seven luminaries also correlate to the seven chakras as well. How many times we gonna stay? Look, the seven is so many. The seven correlates with so many damn things. That's why we're here to break this thing down. Now, the seven metals and the seven luminaries also correlate to the seven chakras on your body, your seven major energy centers. Now, for an example, lead to gold would be the same as going from Saturn to the moon, okay? In a metaphorical way, because Saturn is the slowest to revolve through the zodiac ecliptic, which is, and you know, the zodiac ecliptic is the path of the sun, the path in which the sun is. Now, so Saturn correlates with lead being the most dense of the metals, of the seven metals of alchemy. You know, it's the most dense of the metals. And the moon is the fastest luminary, as it spends 2 days on each zodiac sign, so it correlates with Quicksilver or Mercury, the metal, which is less dense of the metals. The transmutation of the metals mimic the transmutation of our souls, of our consciousness. As above, so below. Now, as we sit and let that ponder right there, the number seven came up a lot of times in my footnotes, a lot of times in this lecture itself. And since we do have seven metals, seven chakras, seven musical notes, when we get into the music and start studying music, you know, when we get to learning instruments, horns, things of this nature, learning notes, we find out that there are seven major musical notes. You know, there's seven colors in your rainbow. So, all I'm saying is, people, the number seven, when we get to talking about these angles of light, it gets deep. And it correlates directly with your 7 days of the week, which means every day of the week means something. And it carries an energy collective, you know, the three primal symbols of consciousness, the moon, the sun, and the earth. So when you think of the moon, the sun, and the earth, understand these are your three primal symbols. So whenever you see a crescent moon, whenever you see the circle, what does the circle represent? The circle is the symbol of wholeness, the solar principle, the radiating force. This symbolizes man at his highest order of being. It also represents the spiritual life and attainment with that which is universal, the sun. Now, so with that being said, understand your symbols, understand what you're looking at when you see it. Have the clairvoyance to see clear. Have a cognizance to know. This is Ray Massey Collective. I digress. The number 7. 7 metals. 7 luminaries. 7 chakras. 7 musical notes. 7 colors in a rainbow. 7 days a week. 7. This is Ray Massey, people. I love the collective, but more important collective, you gotta love yourself. Peace.